Ridge.
Oh my gosh, we took a week off,
we
baby.
Did, and we loved it, and it was divine.
By the way, your host is here, Manny Mue.
And Laura Lee.
Up in the house.
This is your favorite podcast, of course, Full Coverage. You guys already know.
Yes.
We were gone for a week and we don't even say our intro correctly.
We've fallen apart. We took a week off. We were like, okay, last time we filmed, we were like, okay, make sure to announce we're taking a week off. Make sure to announce we're taking a week off. Did we do that?
No.
No.
We were a flop in the last episode because we were supposed to say, like, by the way, you guys, next week we're going to take it off for Thanksgiving. Did we say that?
We didn't do that. So we're sorry about that.
We did a community post, though.
But there were people who were like, is this it for Full Coverage? Like, is it over?
No.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't even see any of that, dude.
There were some comments that were like, is it all over? And I was like, no.
How would it be? It's been 1 week.
It's been 1 week.
I also got like several DMs that were like, where's the episode for today? Like, what's going on? Remember I sent you the screenshots?
I feel like, yes. I feel like there's a lot of content creators, though, that like will film and then just one day be gone.
It's true. And our followers
probably have PTSD.
Yeah, it's very jarring.
From following people and they just vanish and then it's like, is it over?
And without even announcing that they're
vanishing. Without an announcement. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Sad. Like, I have a lot of YouTubers that I love and watch, and like a lot of them don't post anymore. Because once people start making like a ton of money, Jenna Marbles, Emma Chamberlain,
Emma doesn't post that much.
I feel like, you know, like their career starts to lead them in different paths. And a lot of times, because YouTube is like so much work.
It's
compared
insane.
To like TikTok and Instagram, and YouTube is like 10 times the work.
It's a different kind of beast.
It is a different kind of
much
beast.
Much different kind of beast.
So it's like typically once someone gets super famous, it's the first one to go, you know?
Because it's so much work. Uh-huh. And then they're like, oh, I can go ahead and just do this instead. Yeah. Just a couple TikToks here and there. It's no big.
I just post pictures on Instagram and I'm like, please keep posting. Yeah. I always lose a lot of my favorite YouTubers to fame.
The fame and fortune.
The fame and fortune.
I get it. I only post like once a week now.
No, you're the fame such and the fortune. An active YouTuber. Like, come
I
on.
Am. Come I on. Feel like I am in comparison.
Yeah.
To a lot of, I don't even see like a lot of the people in the beauty community too.
Oh.
Where are they?
It's a ghost town.
On YouTube. Like,
me and you? We're
like,
left.
I'm talking about like OG people from the back.
Yeah.
In the day.
Kristen Dominique still uploads some. Yes,
true. She does.
Us, we're thriving on there.
We still post.
Jackie
all the time.
Came back. Jackie yes, left for a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, yes.
She came back. Who else?
That's what I'm saying. There's not a ton of you like guys? Old school beauty YouTubers that are Nikki still posts sometimes here
Nikki
and there.
Nikki posts.
Jacqueline
yep.
still posts here and there sometimes.
Jacqueline does post. Uh-huh. Jacqueline's still with us.
But it's hard. Like, they don't post all the time.
It's true.
So
not
I feel like we're over
was.
Here like treading
not like
water.
Not like it was.
Yeah.
The thing is like YouTube is definitely like my favorite platform.
Yeah.
And the other platforms frustrate me a little bit, or maybe because I put all my energy into YouTube, makes it the other platforms stress me out because I don't feel like I'm enough time for them.
Yeah, no, it's true. That I feel like I also focus so much much one on the YouTube.
Yeah.
That it's like, I have a hard time to even focus on the other platforms as much.
And it drives me crazy because I really want to, I would love, like if I were to quit YouTube, I would put it all into TikTok. And I would love to give TikTok so much more than what I do.
Yeah.
I can't.
I feel like I give TikTok, I do like, I try to do like 4 to 5 videos a week.
Mine's
whereas
like,
YouTube's just one.
Like for a minute there, I was going good on TikTok.
You're going
like,
hard.
I was going hard, and that was great, and things were going great. But then the burnout.
Yes, yes.
I can't work 7 days a week. Dude. Like creating content 7 days a week makes your content less authentic because you're so dry and tired. You know, doing it without a couple of days off from being on camera.
It depends on what you're doing too. Like it's, I feel like it's a little bit easier. Like say for someone that reviews a product, cause they're like, okay, I can review 5 products in one day really quickly and use that for the whole week and block shoot. And if they're only doing TikTok, then they don't have to even worry about like YouTube or all the other platforms.
YouTube is the real beast. YouTube takes massive hunks out of my days. Ooh. Rightfully so. I mean, it's long form content and you know, it's going to take some time. And like the editing is no joke.
100%. But we love it.
We love it.
We're not saying we don't love it. It's just like, there's definitely like a lot that goes into it. You don't even realize.
Yeah.
Today, by the way, you guys, is rapid fire. You guys already know that today is rapid fire. That's what we're going to be doing today.
But first, I want to hear your
peek and pit.
Peek and pit.
Peek and pit. I wrote them down this time.
Ooh,
I
was he's getting serious.
Okay, peek from Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
It was nice because I feel like this, obviously, Thanksgiving just passed, and my family came and visited me up in LA. And usually, I'm the one that's going down to like
San Diego. You always go to San Diego.
Always go to San Diego all the time.
I was so surprised, by the way.
I know. But it was like nice to actually have both my parents came up. Aaron and his girlfriend came up. Nick was there, obviously, me.
You had a house full.
I had a house full. And that doesn't really ever like happen at my house.
Yeah. Was it
fun? So it was the first time like kind of hosting-ish.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I definitely did have like a lot of fun with it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like literally like it's my place, but like my mom and dad are still the ones cooking.
Yeah.
I'm like cleaning.
They're taking over.
I'm like kind of getting like sprucing things together, making sure everything's cute. But like we love to like play board games, play categories.
I was going to ask, what did you guys do?
Oh yeah. We played games and just like hung out, watched a movie.
That's exactly what Ty and Aaron did. We played a couple board games and watched a movie.
It's just like your vibe. Like you just like want to chill with your unit.
I was talking to my girls downstairs and they were just saying how like when you're in your 30s, like I remember being in my 20s and I would always like go out and party. One year I was like in high school and on Thanksgiving Day I went to a huge house party.
No.
Literally loved to party. No, not at all.
Okay.
But going out the day before Thanksgiving is a
That's huge. I've heard of this.
Yes.
Because apparently Thanksgiving you're off.
Yeah. So I used to always go out the night before Thanksgiving and always hungover on Thanksgiving.
I also heard that it's like the biggest go out night of
the year. It is such a big go out night
because of like people
everyone's
are off the
next like
day.
Back in their hometowns from college and like all that stuff's going on.
Partying.
That would be hell on earth for me.
In your 30s. Now.
And like the day before Thanksgiving, like girl, showing up to Thanksgiving.
Like literally how? You would be in your covers, all dark, like please don't talk to me.
Unwell.
But it's so fun. I mean, I like Thanksgiving, especially for like just the food and the camaraderie and you're just kind of like chilling.
Yeah.
You know, so it was really nice to actually have everyone over and it was cool. I feel like that was definitely like my peak of the week. Just gained. And I feel like during this time, I'm so much more like off.
Right.
Like, I'm so much more unplugged. I'm so much more like just like don't really want to be on social as much. I want to just kind of like do my own thing.
I feel like this time of year is so much more of a pull for me to want to be active, to want to be social, to even want to work, to be honest with you.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
It's like I still do it. I definitely go out less.
Me too.
And I'm definitely less social. Mm-hmm. But as far as the work thing, I definitely still do it, but it's so much harder.
Oh, wait. And the thing is like my fuse is shorter.
Oh, yes.
We talked about this.
I was telling you, I was like, honey, I can't.
The fuse I have during the winter, fall, like I feel like I actually have a very large fuse. Like I can like handle the situations really well and I'm like good with stuff like that. But during this time.
Someone scared me on TikTok.
Why?
Because they were talking about the fuse. And they were like, if you're the type of person who like basically you're fine going out, but you do need time after that, a little alone time. Like you can't just keep going out night after night after night. You can't just keep being social day after day. Like you take a little time to recharge because you have a fuse. And like once that fuse is burnt out, you need a little time.
Yes.
And then you can go back out again. They said if you're a person that's like that, you should not have kids because you're never going to get that all by yourself, just recharge time until for years and years, it's going to be gone. And I was like, oh,
And that's true.
And that's me.
And you know that's actually like the truth. Yeah. Like, you know, like every, that's what every parent says, like, okay, once you have a kid.
Do you ever wonder, like, how the fuck did your parents have three boys?
I think about all the time.
Three boys? All
the
time.
But the thing is, what I also think is because they had me so young, they started it so young that it became almost like a normal thing for them. Like, where it's like, it happened so quickly, so young that they're like, okay, they just have to adjust their lifestyle. But
there had to be a point where they were like at peace, like super calm. It was just them two.
For sure.
And then that just flipped upside down so quickly.
100%.
I mean, my mom and dad too, but my mom and dad were together for a long time before they started having kids.
Yeah, no, my parents were only together for like a few years before they started, they had okay. me. Okay. But like, I feel like in, especially in Mexican culture, it's like, it was pretty common to like get married early.
Yeah, definitely.
And have kids really
My
early.
Mom was a teenager when she got married. I have no idea no why clue. She waited so long to have kids. She didn't even wait a long time. I think she was 24. But back then, that was a long time.
Yeah,
especially absolutely. If you had been married since you were like, my mom like dropped out of high school to marry my dad.
Yeah.
So she was married for a long time before she had kids, which is so strange to me because all of our sisters had a bunch of kids. Actually, one of her sisters, one of her brothers didn't have any kids, which is strange too. I know. And my granny that had like wild. Seven kids. Seven. Seven.
And are they like content with not having kids? Like they're happy with it?
Oh, the one, my aunt has already passed away. She never had kids.
And was she happy with that she didn't?
She definitely was because another one of my aunt had six kids. And so she kind of had a hand in that. So it felt.
You're so right. Yeah. You're a part of it in some way.
Yeah. Like it felt like she yeah, had kids.
Totally. I think like every year that I get older, it's so crazy. Every year I get older, I think I want them less.
Yeah.
Which is so
and
strange.
And that's okay though.
Right. But like, I didn't think that would be me. I thought I was, I would get older. I would want it more.
Yeah.
But I think that as I get older, I feel like I get so accustomed to my life, more and more content constantly that I don't feel like I need anything
that's
like not something I can provide myself, you know?
Right.
To that feel makes fulfilled sense. Or to feel fulfilled.
I know. I wish, honestly, I feel like my life would be easier if I did want kids. If I wasn't married to Ty, I probably would never have kids.
Totally.
And yeah, it's just like easier if you just have that motherly instinct and you crave that and want it. It's easier if you can have kids and you have that.
100%.
Like it makes it easier. But if you can't have kids, I can see how that can just be torment.
Of course, it's horrible. Because like if you have the instinct, but you and physically
can't. And you like
want
that so bad and you horrible. Can't. I can also see that being horrible, but there's a couple of different angles to it. That's like, it's a tricky.
It's tricky. Like it's kids tricky are tricky. Thing.
It's tricky.
It's very tricky. It's tricky.
And there's
tricky.
So it's many tricky. People that are like, I would never take my baby back. But girl, I wish I wouldn't did it.
What do you mean you'd take your baby back?
There are so many people out there like, I would never give my baby back, but like, I wish I didn't do it.
Oh my God. I literally see that all the time. That's all I ever see.
I know.
That sounds so bad.
There's
so many
people that are like, I love my child more than the world. I would give my life for my child.
Of course. Now.
But if I could go back in time, I wouldn't have done it. And I'm like, stop it. Why are you saying that? You're scared.
But do you know what's weird? I feel like you see that now so much more because of social media. Mm-hmm. So like you actually see people's stories. Like you don't just see like the family unit like back then.
You didn't see that back then. You only saw like what your family.
You're like, wow. It looks so great and wonderful. And then now you're like seeing like people having kids and like the mothers being like, that was the worst thing I've ever experienced in my whole life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so fucking sorry to deal with that. No,
I mean,
literally.
It kind of, in my perspective, it does seem terrible, but I'm going to say this. Like, I try to think of it like this. Like, I have my cat, Boo Boo, and he pees on everything that I own multiple times a day.
Yeah.
And it has been a full nightmare. Torment. It has been a nightmare, and I've done everything I can do to the point where I'm just cleaning pee at this point.
No, like, literally. There's nothing else I can do. And you say thank you to him when he pees on the wood.
There's no... It's not as bad as it seems because it's my cat, my house, and I'm dealing with it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if it was someone else's cat.
And they're like, wow.
It would be a bigger issue for me. But like if someone else's kid is so annoying and crying, I feel like if it was your own, you just kind of naturally deal with it. It's just like part of your life now. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's like, you know, like the kids that cry on the planes, like the babies that cry on the plane. Because everyone else is kind of like, damn, like that fucking sucks. But the parents are usually like, it's okay. It's going to be fine. It's okay. Because like, that's all they can do. Like, that's their normal. Like, that's what it is.
Let me tell you something. The trauma with children on a plane, I have convinced myself, and this may change. Again, I have not birthed my own child,
so my
feelings may change on this.
Totally.
Don't
come at us.
But I feel like if I have a baby, it will not be going anywhere with me.
Not in the beginning,
babes,
huh?
Babes, it's staying at the house.
Yeah.
It ain't coming. Because those plane rides, I'm like, why are you bringing that child. But I get
it. But it's hard, it's because we've never had kids.
Yes. Yeah. So I might change completely. Exactly. Like I may be like, I didn't know what I was talking about. You know what I mean? So 100%. I'm speaking from no experience. Right. I want to put that out there. But mm-hmm. I'm like, either we're staying at home
jarring.
Or you're not coming. No, or either 100%. I'm not coming. Like, no, we're not traveling anywhere. We'll just stay home until you're 18.
Uh-huh, and you'll be fine. And you'll be fine.
Until you can't cry on a plane. Because that until seems you're like, 4 years like the old. Worst trauma.
It does. Because the thing is, I can't even imagine, like, because I try to be, like, so empathetic with the parents. Because it's like, what can they even do? Like, their kid's fucking crying. No, like, what's supposed to happen?
There are, listen, and there's going to be different scenarios. There's going to be babies that are crying and the parents done all that they can. There's going to be kids that are just fucking horrible and the parents don't care.
There's every scenario
possible.
I just
get the noise-canceling headphones that are super pricey, but worth it.
But worth it.
And I'm at peace. And God bless.
And God bless everyone else that doesn't have them on.
God bless everybody that doesn't have
them. God bless those parents that deal with those kids.
God bless those parents. God bless those people who don't have them.
I know that's hard. Because you know they probably feel so embarrassed.
Totally. That's why I'm like, I couldn't do it.
I know. I'm just like, I want to like hug the parent. Like, I just want to be, I'm so sorry.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't.
Because I know this is probably so.
I already told Ty, I was like, well, you better not plan on leaving the house ever again once we have kids.
No, literally.
I'm not one of those people. I don't think I am. This may change. But I don't think I'm one of those people who wants to be in a crowded mall with their baby crying. We ain't going to the mall. I don't want to be on a plane with it crying. We ain't going on the plane.
See, especially like when I was little and I threw tantrums, my parents nipped me in the bud like this. They said,
honey,
you're never going to throw a tantrum like that again.
We knew how to act in public. Me too. Because let me tell you something.
I didn't want to go back home and I wasn't acting right. Let me tell you.
We didn't have a chance to act up like
no,
that.
No, me neither.
No. Like kids throwing themselves on the floor and stuff. Honey, my mom could just look at me. It was a
wrap. No, literally, what would happen for me is my dad would be like, just wait till we get home.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be like,
my mom was a discipliner. My dad was trash. He literally did nothing.
Right.
RIP, dad. But it's true. I'm not going to change the story just because he's gone
it's
now.
The
and
truth.
I hate when people do that. I'm like, say the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, she led with an iron fist. I'm just kidding. But like, love, we had so much respect for her.
Of course.
You know, we respected her.
I know. And that's like such a, like that also, that conversation is so like polarizing because a lot of people are like, I would never spank my kid. I would never, you know, lay hands on them. But then it's like, do the kids, like if they're great kids and they don't, you don't have to, like amazing.
Great.
That's so awesome.
Great.
But that's not everyone's situation, you know? And I remember like, I feel like because I was disciplined and I had got spanked when I was acting a complete fool, like in my bed,
us
I would get a little smack on the cheek.
Us too.
I knew how to act in public. I
Me
was very
too.
Respectful towards people. And I was like already the firstborn, so I was already like very like good. But I did throw tantrums in stores like when I was super little and my parents, I remember like my mom said that once I was throwing a tantrum in like the grocery store, I'm like on the cart, like, and I just like screaming, throwing tantrum, like threw myself on the ground, like, she said she got me up, pulled my pants down, smacked me right in the cheeks. And I said, and I quieted up and I never did it since.
She got you together.
She got
real
me together.
Quick.
And I was like, she got you, know you together. I didn't know that happened, obviously, but I'm glad it did because I is embarrassing to me now.
Yeah.
If I kept doing that, I was like, no.
And you see what it's like, what parents go through now. So you're like, you never would want to be that person.
No,
like you never
right.
want to be that kid. You know?
No, I never want to be that kid. I never want to be the kid that's like throwing a fucking tantrum, acting a fool. Mm. Coverage.
I just like, full coverage.
Never acting a fool.
We
coverage.
Went on a rant. We went on a tangent.
Did.
Where did this come from?
Peaks. It's your turn to give your peak.
Okay, my peak is we launch Whimsical News, my holiday
whimsy,
collection.
Whimsy,
hey, with Larlie Los Angeles. You guys
so
check
cute.
It out. We'll link it down below. It's a holiday collection. It's an 11-piece brush set. And with a cute brush bag, these brushes are fabulous.
They're so sick.
Softest brushes we've ever come out with. And then we came out with a palette and it is so cute. It's nudes, whimsical nudes, but it has just like a touch of green, but the greens are like gold green. So they're very wearable.
They're so wearable.
So they we have a bundle and then it's sold individually too. So guys, check it out.
It's so, you guys, it's great. There's a shade in there called Manny.
There is. Okay. And also I got one person, I figured more people would come for me and I was kind of disappointed they didn't, but one person was like, you named a shade Aaron and a shade Manny.
And no tie.
And no tie. And I was like, well, that's because Tyler said, I don't care.
Because Tyler
I was
said,
like, babe, do
I
you
want
me to name one of these shades after you? He's like, no, I don't care. I was like, oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Ty, you have anything to say? He shook his head no.
He's like, nope, I'm good. Thank you so much.
He said he was good.
The brushes are insane. The palette's
Thank
insane.
You.
Everything is so good.
Thank you so much.
You did
much.
Such a good job on them.
Oh,
I was very proud
you.
To see it. I was like, that's my baby. I love like I love seeing Laura do like cool stuff. It's my favorite.
I spend like majority of my time working on Minim stuff, which is my clothing boutique. And then so I will say, like, I told you guys I was gonna do it. I have slowed down a little bit on Laura Los Angeles, but this collection we worked on the whole entire year. So we're so excited. And we have more stuff coming for 2023.
I'm excited.
Should we do a break before we do it go into our pits?
Let's do it.
Let's take a break.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
And we are back to talk about our pits this week.
Pits of despair and doom. So you guys know I have my other Instagram, my non-Manny Moon Instagram. I have like my Finsta, like my more like chill account, my Manny Moon account. You know, I love that one. It's fun because it's just like, I don't really like care about that one as much because it's just like my chill one. It's like my chill one. Like, I don't worry about it.
Let me follow you.
You don't have to follow
it. Here it starts.
But it's more of a chill account. Like, it's just like photos I take like randomly throughout the day, videos, stories. It's not one I have to worry about. I never worry about my Manny Moon account, right? So I was posting stories and I post like a close friends, like kind of a thoughty close friends photo because I was just like, you guys look like progress on like my body, things like that, like from working out. And my fucking Manny Moon account got restricted.
What?
Yes. It got, like, they deleted my story. They were like, you can't have any nudity here. And I was like, I wasn't even nude.
Lying.
Like, I wasn't even naked or anything like that.
Oh,
and they're like,
God.
And I couldn't post. I couldn't, like, see anything. Like, everything was like, it's like, oh, couldn't load. Everything was unloadable for, like, 3 days.
Is that how you knew?
Yeah.
And did they just temporarily restrict you?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you post exactly?
It was, like, just, like, a body photo, like, in the bathroom, and I was like holding my junk.
His wiener was out.
It wasn't out.
The wiener wasn't out.
You guys, the wiener wasn't out, I promise. Like, maybe, could you see like slightly some of the ball sack?
There it
maybe.
Is. The truth a is little. Seeping out.
But it wasn't even like anything crazy.
Man, you post your
all.
Ball sack on Instagram. He
No, it's you guys. It was literally like the most smallest. You can barely even see.
I swear,
because the hand was covering everything.
Do you think someone reported you?
No, there's no. It was on my close friends. On my close friends on that account. I'm talking about like
posts on your close friends.
That's why I'm like, oh, it's just like slightly.
Well, thank God I haven't been posting nudity on my close friends.
Well, thank goodness. It would be restricted, and I wasn't. You guys, wow. I wasn't even nude. It was literally like I wasn't clothed, but I had my hand covering my junk.
A hand is not an outfit.
It is. It is. But it was so I didn't know that you can post a close friend that was slightly thottier.
You should have been like, I didn't know that either, by the way.
I had no idea.
You should have told them it was art.
It was art.
It was art.
It was art, you guys. I was in the bathroom and like you could see the marble behind me in my bathroom, you know? It's like a mirror pic. No. It was artsy.
It was a thotty thirst trap and you got caught up. And that's why you got
it wasn't even that thotty because I have like 10 people on my close friends on that account.
Shocked.
And it's literally just like my gay friends.
I'm shocked that it got suspended on close friends.
I was too. I was really shocked. I had no idea that even happened. So you guys do not post anything thotty on your close friends because your whole account will get restricted.
I did not know that.
For days, and you won't be able to comment. You won't be able to like. You won't be able to even open your DMs. You won't be able to do anything.
And you just woke up one morning and you had your account back?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Okay. And it was like, it was always there. It just wouldn't load. It wouldn't do anything. Mm. I couldn't post on stories. I couldn't do anything.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Instagram will get ya.
It got me. It got me together, and now I can't post poll.
Oh,
I can't post my poll.
So that's your punishment? They took away polls?
No, like by poll.
Like your wiener? Why would you wiener? You're gonna get blocked. Stop posting your wee-wee. Stop posting the wee-wee. It sounded funny. I'm
like, now I can't post poll.
I thought you meant polls, like a poll, like your rating, a rating.
I'm kidding. No, yeah, just like I just had no idea you can't. Like post anything that's like even slightly suggestive.
Because mine
wasn't
honest.
I wasn't naked.
I thought you could go full nude on close friends.
So did I.
I just thought I wasn't a part of anyone's close friends that was doing that.
I've seen very thotty things on close friends.
Thottier than yours?
Yes.
Then why are they targeting?
So what the fuck?
I feel like it's a hate crime. I think one of your 10 followers reported your ass and you got a snake in there. You got a snake in the grass.
No, it only was literally on it. There's only one person that had seen it at the time and then it got reported.
And who was that person?
Max. And he started reporting that shit. Max is reporting that shit.
Max, how dare you?
So he's chilling. So he's even reporting that.
I'm just kidding,
Max. Funny. He was like, you better work, bitch.
Max would literally never.
No, literally never. He was literally like, you better work, diva. Mm. And that's how I know he saw it because he's responded
to
it.
You got a snake in the grass.
There's only one person that saw it. It's somehow like IG must scan like the photo to see if they like recognize anything slightly suggestive.
And they saw that ball sack. And
they saw the little crevice.
They said, oh,
the nook.
Was that a ball sack?
They could have thought, but you know what I was thinking? So like the pose, I had like my hand here. So what if they thought my thumb
can we
was
see
part
the picture?
Of your dick? No, it's not for the public's eye. I'll show you. But it's like, I feel like they could have thought my thumb was a wiener.
Me Instagram thought your thumb was your wiener.
It could have, so if I'm putting it like this.
And you're
side,
completely leaving out the fact that we could see a crevice of ball.
It's the smallest amount of nut, dude. Like very, like I'm talking like barely any. And I was like, how do they see that?
Imagine if half my nipple was out. Honestly, they probably wouldn't.
It's happened before. It's happened on a vlog, I'm sure.
It has. I either
I've seen nipple for
underwear
sure.
Showing, yes. Nipples out all the time.
Mm. Or something.
Something's out.
So I just think it's very not okay for me to get restricted for a little bit of nut.
I was watching Pretty Basic and Alicia and Remy are talking and Remy just goes, is your nipple out? And I said, Manny, I said, who is this? He was like, bitch,
like,
that's you.
She's like, your nipple's been out all the time. She's like, oh my God. I saw that video. That was hilarious.
I've got to start wearing clothes.
Mm.
I do.
Apparently I do too. Apparently I do.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get
you
restricted.
Too, Mr. Wiener on Instagram.
It wasn't my wiener, dude.
Put the poll away.
But the poll needs to be put away. You know, I'm gonna see if I can find the photo just
I
to show you really quickly.
I would love to know because I'm gonna dramatize the shit out of this.
Okay, you know, there's a little bit more ball than, yeah, like a lit barely. Come on.
Oh, Manny is naked.
You dramatized it.
The scream of terror.
But that's what I'm saying. Now, but my hand is in the way.
Manny, you are literally butt naked.
Butt naked. My hand is in the way.
It is straight up a butt naked picture of him with just literally barely his hand holding his junk loosely. Like, it is such a naked photo. Like, Instagram knew immediately.
But the thing is, I've seen much worse on Instagram.
I haven't. They probably haven't reported too.
Yeah, they probably haven't reported too.
No, that's nudity.
It's not nudity. My hand was in the way. You didn't see my dick.
That's
you didn't see anything.
Naked.
No, I'm just shirtless and I don't have pants on.
Or underwear.
Or underwear, of course.
I cannot with you. That shit's so funny.
The snake, the pole jumped out at you.
I can't wait to listen to that scream that naturally no, it was like, oh my God. Out of the back of my throat.
So you guys, so now I can't be thotty on my IG.
I'm sorry, babe. Save it for Snapchat.
Yeah, save it for Snapchat.
Do it on Snapchat.
For a restricted Snapchat,
OnlyFans.
I'll do.
We could get that picture on OnlyFans.
We could.
We need to get it on there.
No, we could not. Okay, it's your turn to be
my
pick.
So I just want...
It's Pit.
Oh.
It's Pit.
My pit is... Okay, we just got to talk about it, and I need you guys to banter in.
I'm scared.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
I'm sure, should I tell that or should I tell about the guy that tried to run me off the road and kill me? Let's do Real Housewives.
You know, and then the next one we'll do okay. that one.
All right.
We'll save it for the next one.
I love that. So I watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 12 and I know that I'm late. Okay.
Very.
I am. I'm kidding. I don't even watch. No, I'm late as fuck. But let me tell you, I think this is the craziest season I've ever seen.
Really?
So basically Erica.
Jane.
Yes.
I know that is.
So she basically has been so much hot water on the show and the girls have like kind of came for her and she's gone because through a lot because of the scandal yep. with her ex-husband mm-hmm. or technically still husband, but they're separated. And, you know, which I think, and I could be wrong, but I think they ended up finding that she had no knowledge of the scandal. So she was like cut clear of that big lawsuit, but she's under a lot of lawsuits, but like
scrutiny.
She was like cut clear. Yeah. So the show, she's gotten like a lot of shit. Like it's kind of has been more focused on her and just constantly arguments.
Do you really
with her.
Think she didn't know? As a watcher yourself, as someone who is a fan of the show.
Don't make me answer that.
Laura, I have to know.
Don't make me answer that.
You don't have to answer.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Stop! Listen, I don't want to tell the public what I really think because, like,
okay, you don't
God
want to tell the,
forbid,
but it's not the public, it's full
God
fam.
Forbid this woman didn't know.
Right.
And the court saw that she didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like,
she knew, y'all. No, I honestly, I don't know. I don't watch the show, but like whenever that came through, I remember thinking immediately was like, of course she knew. Like, duh, it's her husband.
That's like everybody. That's
like,
everybody.
Well, like a lot of times people keep things from their spouses all the time.
It's like, did she not know because she knew and like completely walked away from and
right.
like blinded herself?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, like
maybe horse
blinders
like she
on.
Knew, but she was
but she
like not
knew.
Involved in any way whatsoever.
Right.
She
right.
was just spending his money as his wife.
Right.
You know?
Which could be very like plausible deniability.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it's really great. It's a really hairy area. So this season, you know, there was a little drama between everyone, but then it does always resort back to Erica. And I was kind of like, guys, it is what it fucking is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is either kick her off the show or get past it. But they
yeah.
do kind of beat her down because
right.
it's easy drama.
Right.
And you guys got to realize on these shows that if the women don't create drama, Teddy Mellencamp, they're gone. You're out.
Really? So they
yeah.
almost have to create drama.
You have to or they'll cut you. They have to. They have
That's
to keep
like
their ratings.
The
up and
right.
the ratings have been so high for so long they have a lot to live up to, so they gotta have some major fucking shit going on.
Got it.
And that's why if you notice some of the girls who haven't had a lot of the drama throughout the season towards the end they'll do a blowout, they go home. No, they'll do like a blowout.
Oh, just to make
like
sure
a big
they can
one to make
stay.
Sure they lock in their place for the next year. You guys, that's how reality TV is. You either start shit and get TV time or you're out. So these women, they're like masterminds of it. Rinna is
yeah.
one of the main ones. So anyways, Rinna's one of my favorite housewives. And a lot of people would, but anyways, she came after Kathy Hilton really hard.
Oh, and I hear she's like the fan favorite right now.
She is.
She's like the one that everyone's obsessed with is Miss Kathy.
So Kathy, like, spoilers, if you guys haven't watched season 12 and you want to watch it, I'm about to say some details. But Kathy did have like, really showed who she was.
In a bad way.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yes. Like she let Kathy Hilton out on the show.
Rinna did.
No, Kathy did. Kathy did. Yeah. I feel like Rinna kind of triggered her too because Kathy started it. Kathy was trying to promote her tequila brand really hard and like force it. Like it did feel very forceful, and at every single event she made sure and bring it up, and she made sure the bar was lined with it. And like, that's the only tequila you can drink. And it's kind of like, well, it's good to, you know, promote it, but forcing it on everyone, it's too much.
Right.
So Rinna went up to the bar and ordered 818 on purpose. I know she did it on purpose to be like,
which is Kendall's tequila line.
Yes.
Yeah.
To kind of just like put her foot down and like, you know, be like,
enough with your fucking tequila. Enough. Like, we've had enough.
Enough. And Kathy went berserk. No. Went crazy.
Why would you go berserk about that? She's wanting a different drink. Thank you.
Because when Kathy doesn't get her way, I feel like she kind of showed. I'm going to get probably heat for even saying that because people love Kathy so much. Uh-huh. But at the end of the day, Kathy ends up never kind of not getting over it and really showing her ass in public, and like a bunch of headlines caught it because of the way she acted in the bar. Like, people saw.
Oh, okay.
So then like the news outlet was getting it, and then it kind of became like Rinna and Erica teaming up to kind of make sure to push this forward. To take Kathy down. So it kind of covers Rinna, gives Rinna a break. I mean, sorry, gives Erica a break.
Yeah.
You know, because it's been on Erica, like, the heat for so long. So this was like, this is a huge celebrity acting a fool. Like, we can easily pin the drama on her. So I feel like they kind of teamed up. I haven't watched the reunion yet, so my thoughts may change. But I kind of feel like my favorite, Rinna and Erica, teamed up a little bit to comfort Kathy. Whenever I'm like, all y'all have gone berserk.
Everyone, at the end of the day, if you're doing that show, like, you're doing X, Y, and Z for TV. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not like super innocent, but you're not like crazy either. Like, you're kind of in the reality in between where you're like trying to create situations to happen for the show.
Yeah.
Like, they might not necessarily like even hate each other. It's like, okay, we know we're going to be playing it up for the show though.
They definitely do. They definitely
play it,
do.
Play it up, or they hate each other.
They play it up.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think they hate each other.
I'm sure it's both. But yeah. you camp it up for the show. It's
you
like,
camp it up.
Cameras are there, so you know you're going to be a little bit more on. Like, that's literally what reality TV is.
Even like Laguna Beach, I was watching the podcast with Lauren in it, and they talked about how the fight with Kristen and Lauren happened before the show even started airing over Steven. That's what the whole two seasons of Laguna Beach was about.
Okay.
Pitting Lauren against Kristen because of Steven.
Got it.
So they were like, actually, that fight had already happened. We had already apologized, and we were all three friends again. And then the show was like, we need a storyline. And so basically, like, the girls came to the producers. Yes, exactly. And they were like, well, in the past, we had this fight with Steven, and they were like, basically, can we redo that?
Can we redo the fight?
And they were like, sure, because they didn't know what else to do. Right, they were 17-year-old children in high school, and so they're like, okay, we'll reenact the fight and like pretend we hate each other. Isn't that crazy?
It's so crazy to me.
Yeah,
I'm like, it all seems so produced.
It is so produced, and then people get so mad at, like, they were booing Lisa Rinna at BravoCon, but I'm like, guys, she literally locked in her place on the show.
For the, like, that's what she did.
That's
like,
what she was doing there at the end. She was locking in her next spot.
Was she crazy? Did she
But apparently,
up?
The rumor has it, this is a rumor, allegedly, Kathy is saying she will not come back on to Housewives unless Rinna's fired. So that takes it. So that's why I say I think they do not like each other in real life.
Like, for reals.
Because, like, that's a little crazy. Yeah. I don't know if they can let Rinna go. Because the thing is, Kathy is only in, like, 4 episodes out of, or maybe a little more than that, but out of 20.
Yeah, there's no way.
And Rinna's in every single episode. Yeah. Like, she's a main housewife and has been for years.
She's not
going to let
it go. She's not going to not be in it.
I know.
She's the one that was like, don't ever talk about my husband in that fight.
Oh,
like,
that shit was so Days of Our Lives. She did that on purpose. Rinna's good. I see her. She's a good
she's
actor.
Smart.
She's smart. She's really smart. She is an actress. So she'll like turn it on, turn it off. And she keeps her spot on the show. And she's probably getting paid the big bucks for doing it.
For doing that shit.
Mm-hmm. For doing the Days of Our Lives.
Let's not talk about what you don't want to be talked about.
Yep. And the girls call her out all the time. They're like, is this Days of Our Lives? Yes, all the time. It's so funny.
I've seen that clip like with Kyle and Kim and with Lisa. Yes. I would say I've seen that maybe like 20 times.
The show is so iconic. Because
it's so good. Like, I love watching that clip. Beast.
Let me tell you something. There are some housewives where, like, the housewife seasons where the women in their cities, they'll do, like, the first 3 seasons, they're all friends.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly Hills Housewives,
it
honey,
starts, like, tumultuous.
30 seconds in, we're swinging.
You're a demon.
And that's why people are fucking obsessed.
That makes sense. Because it's, like, their lives.
It is.
But they camp it up, but it's
their
life.
They camp it up from, like, episode 1 to 20. Isn't that crazy? But anyways, that's my story, and that's all I have.
But why was that your pick?
Because Rinna's my fucking favorite. I was like, wait a fucking minute. I like all the housewives. I would say Garcelle is now taking my favorite spot because she's like the realest for sure on the show. That's why she's on the real. Garcelle's on the real now. Mm-hmm. So Garcelle is working her way up as my favorite Beverly Hills Housewives, but Rinna was my favorite. And I'm like, God damn it, Rinna, you took it too far.
You took it too far. And now you might not even be on the show.
You should have accepted Kathy's apology for acting like a fool and moved on with the drama.
But she kept it going.
Uh-huh. And now I'm mad at her. I'm like, Rinna, come on. Yeah. Come on, reel it in.
I know she's crying into her pillow knowing that you're mad at her.
She is. She's very upset about it. Just like she texted tells, me about it. She said, I'm so sad. Everyone that Kendall Jenner's her good friend.
Right.
Lisa Rinna's my good friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
I like her, though. I like her daughters.
You've met her before, yeah?
I haven't met Lisa Rinna. I would love to.
For sure.
I would love to meet her.
I did Good Morning America once. And
was she there?
And she was there.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, I did. It was like with when she was doing it with Ryan, like for like a week or something like that.
I did Kelly and Ryan.
Yes, I did Kelly and Ryan. That's what I meant. Not Good Morning America. I did Kelly and Ryan, but she was taking Rinna over for Kelly.
Rinna was filling in. Yep. She does that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Her and Kelly remind me of each other a little bit.
Yeah.
But I wish I met Rinna. I want to meet her really bad. Everyone doesn't like her right now, so they're probably going to be ripping me in the comments for being like, she's my favorite. But I do think she took it too far, too. I'm mad at her right now.
Yeah, we're all mad at her. I don't know anything about the show, but we're mad. Okie dokie. So should we start getting into the rapid fire now that our pizza
gotta
and our pizza done?
We gotta get into it.
Get into the tea. You guys, I feel like the main story that's on everyone's fucking lips right now is the Balenciaga scandal.
Oh, wow.
Which is honestly like really, I didn't expect this. I'm not going to lie. I didn't expect this. This is fucking crazy to me.
Do you think, okay, let's talk about what the scandal is and then we can talk about, because I have a couple of questions. Because I'm like, there's some areas where I'm like, what do I think here, you know?
Absolutely. So the case that's going on, Balenciaga, they had a, what's it called? A campaign. And the campaign featured these
backpacks. Like the spring collection?
For this
2023
yeah.
Mm-hmm. collection. Mm-hmm. They did a campaign. Mm-hmm. And then in it, it's really weird because they use children as the models, but there's no children's clothing.
No, or like even accessories. It's like it has nothing to do with kids, but the kids are in it.
And like little kids,
they look like they're six.
Yeah, five, six.
Five, like they look really young.
And it's weird because it's like, I would get it if Balenciaga was doing a kids line.
I thought it was kids clothes.
I did too.
When they did it, I was like, oh, it's like for like a kids clothes.
But it gets extra weird to me when you decide to use young children for no reason at all.
For no reason. It's so weird.
That's already so fucking weird. So we're already getting weird. So then in it, they're holding these teddy bears, but the teddy bears have like a dominatrix.
BDSM.
Is that what it's called?
BDSM. It's like the dominatrix, BDSM. They had harnesses.
The harnesses on them. Yeah. And the bears, I think, were sexualized.
100%. Or The bears are definitely sexualized, so in a way, it's like you're sexualizing the kids too. Like you can't
The kids are posing with these teddy bears wearing these harnesses, and you're not even selling children's clothing.
It's known that like harnesses and BDSM gear is so geared towards sexual. Well, and the harnesses were like
leathery.
It's leather harnesses.
Like
it's very pointed at sexualization. Like that's literally what they're known for. So to have this with kids combined is so fucking weird and horrible.
Yeah, no, it's a red flag.
And it's huge red flags. And it's crazy to me that like so many people on both spectrums, like right wing, left wing, are all coming together for this, being like, this is horrible. You guys should not be doing this. And this has nothing to do, because you know how fashion always like wants to push boundaries.
Well, Balenciaga has been on the forefront of this shit because I mean their runway show, and they do it to be talked about.
Of course.
And it worked because their runway show was apocalyptic, and it was really, honestly, to me, it was a little bit off-putting.
I thought it was off-putting.
It was weird. Watching them slosh around in fashion and mud, like, as if everyone's gone and the world has
ended
and everyone's gone. Like, why? Why?
Well, it also came across very strange because it wasn't even like camp. It was like
it wasn't
very like harsh, almost like too harsh.
Yeah, harsh.
Too harsh.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Dark. Like even the room was like very. Everything in there was just like really dark, and there was like these beautiful gowns with mud all over the bottom of them. Like everything was just very. not light at all.
Again, they try to push these boundaries, right? Like they try to push the boundaries
more
with
so
everything.
Now than I've ever seen them do.
Same, and I think it's because like they must be feeling competition from other brands or whatever. But like this, like what's happening obviously with the kid situation has like everyone up in arms because it's like, how the fuck are you going to be having kids in this collection of like BDSM bears? That's
okay,
crazy.
It even gets weirder because in the shot, there's some adult model women and men. Wait,
yes,
in
this is
the shot.
So this is for the this spring coming up,
yes,
collection.
Yep. Where they're in the office, yep, posing the office with the Balenciaga clothes. Now we're talking about adults, okay? And yep, in these
adults.
Pictures. But if you look on the desk, there are books and papers that have to do with pedophilia court cases.
Yeah.
So
a court case specifically about pedophilia and abusing children.
Yes. Why?
What the fuck?
Like, who put that there? Who, and I will say the paper on the desk is not like front and center. Mm-mm. It's like buried and it's like a corner of the paper's out,
yes,
and you can read what
read
it's about.
It.
But the book is a little front and center.
The book was weird.
Because
they showed like the pictures that are inside the book and it's how it's like, you know, like almost like demons, uh-huh, like in like that black robe, uh-huh, and like very like killing and murderous and very like honestly disturbing things.
Yeah.
But also like the gag really was that paper to me, because it was a Balenciaga bag and then underneath the bag there's like the papers and there's that paper, like that corner of the paper of like a pedophilia court case.
And
why would you have that in a campaign?
Like, why was that? Why was the book
was
or the
there?
Papers even in the background? Who brought them to the set? Whose idea was that? And Balenciaga is now suing
the production company.
But it doesn't make any sense because it's like everyone's pointing fingers at each other. But I'm like, do you not look at what you're coming out with? But I will say with big conglomerates, like, because Balenciaga's big.
Huge.
They're huge. So I do think way less eyes are on things than people would think.
Right.
You know what I 100%. Mean? Like, you think it goes through hundreds of people, and maybe it did. But I think a lot of times, because it's like, how does this stuff happen with brands? And it happens all the time, brands get in trouble for stuff, because I think way less eyes are on stuff than you think they are.
You're absolutely right. And I think that a lot of people don't even realize that a lot of the times, like the people that are like kind of approving things like that are like the creative director.
Uh-huh.
It's not like necessarily going through like a panel of people or legal or none of that stuff. It's literally like, does this look good for the campaign? Okay, cool. Like, we're going to pass it on to this person. Great, passed on. But it's not passed around like people think, like throughout the whole company. It's literally like in the creative team and the marketing strategy, they probably see it really quickly. And then the creative probably approves what it looks like. But I will say, I don't think that someone is looking at like every paper and form and reading every single thing that's going on, like what's happening in the thing. I think that if Balenciaga really, you know, wins this case, clearly it's like the production company that just like put things together and like kept it going.
If I were like, I'll be honest, I'm like completely ignorant on the levels of this and how it works behind the scenes.
Same.
For Balenciaga. Same. But like if I were a high-end fashion editor and I were to review the campaign shots, I wouldn't have known what that book was.
Same.
And I never would have seen the paper. Like,
same.
I wouldn't have even looked. I would have assumed it was just stuff scattered to make it look like a
like
messy office.
Same.
I just wouldn't have known. But now the problem is someone intentionally put it there.
Right.
So then you got to go back to like,
so it's like, are you trying to fuck over Balenciaga, or is that something that you like want?
Or is there someone at Balenciaga who like wants this?
Who wants that, or who approved it and was like, yeah, I like that.
And we're trying to point fingers at people. That's the big mystery that no one knows. Like, how much? And then of course Kim
had to make a statement, like,
because she's like,
she was getting wrecked for it. She's like the face of Balenciaga.
She really is the face.
Yeah, she is.
She really is the face of Balenciaga.
She made like a 3-part statement.
Yeah.
But they part like Twitter statement.
I figured she would. She's honestly, she's a lot of things, but she's never one to stay quiet.
Totally. And she's like not dumb with her words. Like, if she's going to type out a statement, it's going to be like.
Even in interviews, she's so smart about how she speaks on topics.
Or like
she's
being,
very well media trained. Like, she's really good at it.
Totally. Like, she knows how to like maneuver the media. That's like literally what she does for a living.
To,
you know,
yeah.
That's what she does. So the statement, I felt like it was definitely the kind of statement where it was very like PCPR, wasn't
writing in the middle.
It wasn't anything what people wanted her to say. It wasn't disowning the brand at all. Mm-hmm. It was very much like, hey, I talked to Balenciaga. They are taking ownership of this and it's never going to happen again.
Okay, that's really good that they're taking ownership and all, but it still happened.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, Kim may know way more than we know.
Totally.
But at the end of the day, it's like, Jesus Christ, you got to protect the children at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
At all costs. Mm-hmm. This is a big fuck up for them.
No, it's huge. And like, it's to me, when I saw the statement, like, obviously, like, I understand that like, Kim probably doesn't want to cut ties so quickly because it's like probably a big money thing. Like, obviously, a lot of money's involved, a lot of relationships are involved, a lot of personal things going on. So she is riding the middle to be like, okay, look, I said something, like, here you go. But it's not what people want her to say.
Yeah.
It's not her disowning or maybe being like, fuck Balenciaga. It's literally like, well, they made a mistake. So, like, let's see where we can go from here.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't think that's the kind of situation that you, like, want to say during this.
Not during this time.
When it's something
time.
So severe. Like, because it doesn't make sense. Like, the BDSM bear thing, like, if that was a standalone incident, it's horrible and disgusting. But it's like, okay, it's a standalone incident. Like, it could have been a mistake to them. But when everything else gets combined with, like, the runways and, like, the book and the paper, like,
It's too much to be a coincidence. It's too much.
I agree. It's way too much. And you know, like, it was funny because I was seeing a lot of things that were like, Hollywood is full of pedophiles and da da da. And it's like, yes, but every industry is. And I saw like Julia Fox. She like made a statement.
Every industry is.
How like every industry is filled with pedophiles. It's not just Hollywood.
Does that make it fucking excusable?
No, of course not. Right? But like the whole idea of like, oh, Hollywood is filled with it and it's all Hollywood's fault for everything. It's like, that's not what it is. There's pedophiles in every industry. It's really, it's men's fault. Like men are the ones that are the issue.
Yeah.
Honestly. Absolutely. Because you know, you never hear like about, or like if you do, it's like 5% of 100% of women.
I saw a woman speaking on TikTok and she goes, I don't think we have a lot of problems in America. I think we got a men's problem because every fucking huge problem we have
is a man.
It's a goddamn man.
Mm-hmm. The man started it.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's the men's issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all of us issue. It's the men's issue, straight men's issue.
Yeah.
I mean, gays too. Like it's whatever. It's just man's in general. But it's like, I don't know. I think the whole thing is so like just sick and twisted and so weird. And I feel very, very uneasy with like everything going on with them.
I do too. Do you think they're gonna win the case?
Do you think they're gonna win the case?
I don't know.
Like, do you think Balenciaga will win against like the production company?
I think like if we find out like the production company, like they, in some way they find out set them up or, you know, tried to do this secretly. Like if there's any evidence pointing to that, I do think that there is a potential. You can sue anyone for anything.
Right.
In America, you can sue anyone for anything. That does not mean you're going to win. And it does mean they can back sue for all your legal fees. Totally. So you don't want to do that.
$25 million?
That's why I'm like, you can sue anyone for anyone. So you can sue them for $25 million. It doesn't mean the production company's in the wrong.
Totally. And the thing is at the end of the day too, like, Balenciaga, you can sue for that much.
Someone at Balenciaga, for all we know, could have demanded this been in the shoe and the production company just put it in there.
Right.
You know, so we don't really know.
And the thing is, like, even though the production company is the one that is producing it, Balenciaga is approving it. And that works for literally everything.
We don't know how much guidance and how much. No. I don't think, did the production company make the bears or did Balenciaga make the bears? See, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like,
so it's just a very, it's just very strange. It's a very like kind of she said pointing fingers situation, it like is. Spider-Man meme.
It's this.
It's you did it. It's your
you
fault.
Did it.
And like it's crazy because you know Balenciaga very much they just want to be talked about, but this is not the kind of press that they want.
Well, they finally got what they wanted.
They got what they wanted, but this is
my God,
not the kind.
It's not.
They lost, you know, like with this, like they lost so much money.
Oh my God. So like, much.
I mean, for them to be suing for $25 million in damages.
And not only that, like people are not going to be supporting them. So they're going to lose all that marketing.
Absolutely.
As well,
absolutely.
You know?
A lot of famous people aren't going to support that. It's horrible.
Yep.
And also like I saw this, like, for example, you know how like when we work, let's say we do a sponsorship and a lot of times we go through the production company. Mm-hmm. We don't go through the brand necessarily. Mm-hmm. The brand's always approving our content.
Yeah. So whenever we do like a sponsorship, we work with an agency.
Yeah, an agency.
There's two levels of middlemen. We don't even touch the brand really. Like it's us to our agents to their agents. Like our agents connect.
Like this. Boom.
And then the brand and the content creator are on the outskirts of any deal.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. That's why I say I don't think people realize like how things could definitely get mixed and missed. They could have missed things and not realized, but I'm not taking their side at all because I also think they could have had they could have made them put all this in there for all we know.
Yeah,
we
don't know enough. But at the end of the day, like even from our own personal experience, like the brand will always end up approving or disapproving the content that's made. So I'm like,
no matter what, I just don't see how this can't be Balenciaga's fault because who cares if they were neglectful? It's still your fault.
It's still like your brand. It's like
it's
everything
your
about
brand.
You.
You didn't catch it. Like at the end of the day, like
it's your fault.
It's your fault. Yeah. It's your brand.
I'm very intrigued to see what happens with it.
Like, imagine if, like, someone else's brand came out with something crazy and they start pointing fingers at marketing agencies.
Right.
It's like, what? It's your brand. You did that. It's your brand. Yeah. Like, this is what you represent.
Unless the marketing agency has a huge part of it. Mm-hmm. Like, a huge part or a big role to play and they do everything marketing-wise for them.
You're right.
But who knows?
I mean, this is the whole internet. They're one's like taking Balenciaga's side, but everyone just wants to know how this transpired.
Yeah, like whose fault is it, really? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What person do you put the blame on for like being such a sick fucking weirdo?
Amen to that.
Like, who do you put the blame on? Specifically.
Speaking of Kim K and drama, her and Kanye have finally settled their divorce.
And she's getting fucking, what's it called?
Child support. She's getting $200,000 a month in child support for her, the four children, because she has the custody over the children. So she's getting child support. Now,
you got to explain this to me about the whole, like, whoever has custody gets
the child support. The child support. That's the primary caretaker.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought it had to do with more so, like, if one of the persons make more money.
So, like, think about it this way. Like, if the woman made a ton of money and she's a primary caretaker of the kids and the dad didn't make a lot of money, he may still owe some child support, but it would be so minimal because of the budgets and the salaries.
Got it.
But whoever's the primary caretaker, the other spouse who's not, has to contribute to their children being raised because it's their kids too. Now, there's a lot of back and forth on this because obviously Kanye's super rich and so is Kim, but a lot of people are going back and forth on this. I was reading Twitter and it was like, she is money, last time I remember, like a lot of money. And a response to that is, so doesn't he have the responsibility of his own children? And I agree with that. Why, just because she has money, should she be fully responsible for four children and him not at all?
Right.
Make sense.
Yeah,
he has money too.
They both have money.
Another girl said, why is he paying child support if they're both wealthy? One, because it's a law, and two, because those are his kids.
Exactly.
They're literally like, his kids.
Like, I don't even get the argument of that though. It's like, at the end of the day, it's like your kids too. And you need to contribute to
your
children.
Why should you not contribute? Exactly.
Just because she has money?
They're acting like he's broke. Kanye is not broke.
For him to be able to be paying $200,000 a month in child support,
literally for the courts to have to go through his finances.
Through his statements and like, this is a good amount.
For four kids, like, the man's got money.
Yeah. What's it called when you, let's say you
alimony. Yes. You're talking about alimony. I knew. Mm-hmm. Alimony. Mm-hmm. So basically,
would have to do that where like she made the money and she had the custody of the kid, but she had to pay the husband, the ex-husband, alimony, to make sure that they have the same kind of lifestyle.
So the child can have this. I think that is a little,
there's something about that that weirds me out.
I'm like,
there's something very strange about that, because I feel like you can really fuck that system up. Like, totally. For example, like the guy, let's say like the ex, like the guy could like literally not work and just get paid out because she makes money.
Yeah.
And like give it to
Kevin Federline.
Yes.
Kevin Federline. This is a classic Britney Spears, Kevin Federline, where she had to pay. Remember it came out recently what she was paying. And because the children are about to be 18, he's not going to get any more money. Mm-hmm. So that's his big, you know, why people were alluding to why he was starting to call her out, because he's about to run out of money.
Yeah. There's something very like, very weird about that system. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's very easy to manipulate.
I don't understand why the children need the exact same lifestyle of both families' houses. Like, I don't either.
No, because then it can become like a favoritism thing. It's like one providing so much.
I get that, but like, is that the court's thing or is that a family problem?
I don't know.
Like, what?
So this is where I feel like I get confused, because I don't really know how that works.
Yeah.
But like the idea, like let's say the mom making a ton of money, getting crazy money, and then having to give the ex hella money for him doing nothing just because she's successful.
That
almost seem fair to me.
Yeah.
In like a way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that obviously has to do with the kid. It has to do with lifestyle and all that stuff. But I don't know that. I feel like it's just very easy to
manipulate
the system.
There are probably a lot of rules and stipulations in that too.
There must be. Like, let's say like the guy has to prove that he has a job, or the girl, whichever it might be. They have to prove that they're working and all that kind of stuff.
Something like that. Like trying to make their own. I don't know. But isn't that crazy? Either.
It's so crazy.
Jeez Louise. Well, in other news.
Break before our next one.
We're going to take a break.
We're going to take a quick
in
break.
In other news, we're going to take a break. And we'll be right back.
Right back.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
All right, guys, we are back and we have one more topic to cover. Avani and Anthony are TikTok stars. They broke up.
They broke up. And but the scandal.
The scandal. There's always a scandal.
There's a scandal to it, of course, because it's not just about the breakup. A lot of people were accusing Anthony of cheating.
Because he was caught.
Making out with someone in the club.
He sure was.
But he actually, so he ended up like providing, not like even providing receipts. He just ended up like speaking out about the situation, saying like, yo, we broke up on the 19th. I made out with that person on the 22nd.
I'm like, all right, you still. 3 days later? And they were together for a long time.
Years and years and years.
So a TikToker actually went back and saw a lot of sad posts from Avani that alluded to them broken up. She's officially unfollowed him and taking all his pictures off social. So, I mean, like, yes, they have broken up, but I don't think. She hasn't said he's cheated on her, and I don't think he technically did.
I don't think he technically cheated.
But.
They were ended.
Honey, it just is very poor taste. Come on. Like, a few days.
That's just done in very, very, very poor taste. And, like, I love Avani. So it's like, I love Avani. Even, like, worse about it because it's like, fuck. Like, no one wants to see, like, their very, very recent ex making out with someone in the club.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Days after the breakup. Like, that's something horrible. Else. They're fucking something else.
I'm telling you.
I can't stand men.
I can't either. I would be like very, but I can tell like from her social, she's sad, obviously, of course, like, about how can you not it. Be? Like, how sad is that?
And I feel bad. It's like, just to have to see. And like, on the other end of it, it's like he's obviously not with her anymore, so he's gonna do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah,
but it's such poor taste to do it. It feels so like the relationship
clearly didn't mean anything to him.
It feels like that
if he's able to move on in 2 days
so quickly. But you know, I think everyone's moving on is different in a way where it's like, or like their coping skills is different. Maybe him, like maybe he like needs to feel, I don't know, some type of way with someone else to move on
maybe
from it.
Maybe he needs to feel
a rebound. Is that what it's called?
A makeout sesh.
Maybe he needs to feel better sesh.
About
yeah, maybe
it.
He needs a rebound or something. I don't know how it works.
Dixie posted showing Avani love. It was cute. She like posted her and Avani together. I thought it was so sweet.
And you know, it's probably like, this is probably why.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you know, like he went, I think, with Josh Richards, who's like another popular TikToker, who like he actually has the BFF podcast. Mm. They went out, and so you know, like the boys like have the boys' back in a way.
The boys have the boys' back,
and the girls have the girls' back.
It's true.
And it's like, it's just nice to see the girls like really like kind of standing behind Avani.
Yes, I love to see that.
It makes me sad because I really like her a lot.
That's being a girl's girl.
I'm a girl's girl.
A girl's girl. Dixie's being a girl's girl.
I'm a fucking girl's girl.
By supporting her girl, Avani, through this time.
Which I love.
It sucks. I love Avani.
It sucks, but like, yeah, I saw that and I was kind of like, whoa, I didn't even realize that like there could have been even a cheating scandal that kind of popped up from it.
I know.
But it did seem very strange because I had no idea they had even broken up, and it happened so fast.
It happened so fast. What else do you expect people to think? I mean, so such a bummer.
It's a bummer. That's bad news. We're sending love to Avani.
We're sending Avani love.
You know, and I wish Anthony a very peaceful recovery.
You know,
is that what
do your thing?
Yeah, do you live your life? I'm like, how do I say that in like an appropriate way? I was like, I wish you vibes.
Okay.
I don't know if it's good vibes or bad vibes.
And that's how we're gonna end this episode. that's all for this episode of Full Coverage, honey. Thank you for being here and watching.
We love you guys so much. And don't forget to rate, like, subscribe, comment down below your guys' favorite portion, what you guys think of everything. Let us know your all's tea.
Tell us some tea.
Tell us the tea.
I want to know what you think about Housewives. Someone get in the conversation with me.
What if no one watches Housewives?
Oh, honey, you just don't even know. You should have seen my DMs because I was talking about it. Honey, explosion.
Blew up.
Everyone loves Housewives.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll see some Housewives comments.
Yep.
Okay. Love you guys so much. I will see you guys in our next
week's episode. Guys.
Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.